New World Screwworm, you mentioned that. It was confirmed that there is a case in Texas, and that was confirmed on Wednesday night late. The expectation, I'm sure, for many was that we would see some very volatile cattle markets, and indeed we did. And I'm going to call it an 18-cent range of trade in feeder cattle, going limit up at the end after sharply lower at the open. Same in live cattle, sharply lower at the open and then sharply higher at the end. Can you explain that volatility?
Yeah, I mean, part of it obviously is we'd been under pressure and we had seen the sell-off, the liquidation. You know, as we've come into this news, Carl, it was great to kind of explain it a little bit in the sense of the analogy that he used was a great picture. It was like having a steamroller come at you. We knew that the New World Screwworm was making its way north. You know, I think he had said 10 days ago or so it was 50 miles and then it was 25 miles and it was just a matter of time before we knew we got here. So partly I think there was a little bit of a selling the rumor and then turn around and buy the fact. Of course, there is an idea there or a belief that we will see a substantial reduction in supply. You know, right now there are a lot of I have to be careful with my words because I don't want to say exaggerated claims necessarily because we don't know, but there are a lot of catastrophic sort of conversations being had about what this will mean for the cattle herd. And so I think that's a part of it is folks are kind of looking at this as, if the supply shrinks, then the price has to go higher. And so, the belief is, or the worry is with a lot of the cattle in the South, especially, this tends to hit your newborn cattle. Like the one case that was found was in the umbilical cord of, I think, a 2-day-old calf. And so that, I think, is the catalyst behind a lot of this, is we could continue to see the border remain closed and then, of course, see a potential reduction in available supply if we were to see this sort of take off and get a foothold. I don't think we see that happen. I think the USDA is going to have relatively decent control over it. We have eradicated the situation in the past, and some of these other things. But I just right now hysteria dominates, and so the more steady, the more important view, or the larger view today is that we could see the herd get smaller.